on the new runway are going to be changed to LEDs before the runway lights on.
We didn't have enough money in the grant to do 422, much bigger runway.
Bigger need to do one side. At least you can find it on
the night. That's the problem. We can't mix it.
I know you can't. But
that's the problem. We would have loved to put them on 422. There just wasn't enough.
When I come in here at night, I can't use the short runway. So we use it to try to locate the bigger runway.
So what is the schedule for all the LEDs to that point?
For 1028 would be this summer.
Okay.
When would you be looking at, by the contract, doing the milling and paving of 4 and 2-2, which may have the option of the lights for 4 and 2-2? Yeah, I mean, how long is the 4 and 2-2 contract?
We would start construction next fall of the 500-foot extension. We would have to take a break in the winter because of the temperatures, and we're not able to pay because of FAA specifications. We would then start back up in the spring, finish the work on the 500-foot extension, and then move back into that cycle again.
So you're looking the summer of 2013, or you think it's going to end up being pushed into 2014?
It'll definitely be into the spring of 2014.
I think you'll have a usable runway the end of 2013 is the plan.
Which won't pave the final
layer, and the mill and pave won't be until 2014.
What's the expected?
And the lights should be done in 2013.
If everything goes according to plan.
If the option's available. What's the closure of 4 and 2-2, expected closure to mill and pave it?
Probably shouldn't need to close it, should you? Well, they're going to close threshold.
The mill and pave,
The mill and pave it, which is going to affect you.
Oh, yeah, but that's not until the year after next, right?
But is it a month?
Yeah, that ain't very much scheduled.
2014. We'll come back with a...
Yeah, I was just wondering
if it's a week.
What we've talked about in our meetings, and we've had Pat and Garrett involved, is that it seems like it would make sense to shut down the runway and come in and work during the day versus doing nighttime work and affect things over a longer period of time. But what we did talk about, we think we could do it in 5 weeks, but we think if we extend it to perhaps 6 weeks, we can put a donut hole in the middle, which would allow Pat's in operation.
And
anybody else, obviously. But we were talking I'll just
move to Easton during that period or Salisbury or something to operate during that period of time. Unless it's the middle of winter. Well, of course, you're not going to be paved in the middle of winter. So.
Right, that's the limitation. Yeah.
I'll just move the Mitchell over to somewhere else during the middle of that. I agree with you. I remember when Cambridge repaved their runway, and they just go in, shut it down. Of course, strange thing over there, they used the parallel taxiway for operations for a while. for lighter airplanes. Just shut down and do it and get it over with.
In any schedule we discuss here right now, you have to understand it's subject to when the FAA gives us the funding, because we can have a bid in hand ready to go, and the FAA doesn't give us the funding. Sometimes they hold us up 30 days, 45 days, 60 days. So when we open up these bids, we have to tell the contractor, you have to honor, hold your bids for maybe 150 days.
Well, also, I've been in airports at night where they've got night operations going on with construction and the bright construction lights. You've been flying cross country, you got your night vision. Jim, Jeff, y'all all know what that's like. And then you go into a place like that, and they got those big, huge, massive floodlights. It could be a safety issue for operations off the other runway. Personally, just as a pilot, I'd rather see it, just do it, get it over with.
And